96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVUA News Time 7:23, Newsmaker Time here on this Tuesday morning, and we're pleased to have with us in studio, we've got Rebecca Herrera and Dion Morrow joining us here today. And on the KVUA Sutherland studio line, we also have Sally Sanchez joining us as we talk about chips con salsa. Rebecca, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Dion, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Sally, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
We are doing well. So, by all accounts, Rebecca, Chips con Salsa was a huge hit last month.
It was absolutely a huge hit. We are so, so thrilled with it being sold out. We actually added 5 additional couples.
Wow.
And it has been just phenomenal. And the community has really embraced it. And it has been great. It's been fun teaching it with Dion.
I have to ask Dion, what was your reaction last month when you saw essentially an overflow?
It's an opportunity, but I'd be lying if I didn't say that this was a surprise.
Right? What was it that was the most surprising to you?
Just the willingness of the people to get out there and dance, and I didn't expect it to fill up that fast. So I think we actually have something here that we can really capitalize on.
Awesome. Sally, were you surprised to see what we had last month? And if so, what was it that was the big surprise for you?
Well, unfortunately, I was not able to be there, but I've just heard so much about it from the people that participated in learning how to salsa. And just the explosion of it. I mean, and it's still being talked about. They asked me when is going to be the next session. I said, that's to come. I can't tell you a date because I don't know. But it's been phenomenal.
Well, speaking of that, this is why we brought everybody in for today, is because, Rebecca, the next one is coming up here this weekend.
Yes, the next one is going to be Friday, February 10th from 6 to 8. And unfortunately, we are sold out until May.
May?
Yes. However, we will open it up in the fall for something else.
Okay, so we have Friday. And
yes.
What are the remaining dates then on the schedule for folks that are now basically having that full-blown fear of missing out come to reality?
So the next one is going to be March 3rd. And then March 24th, April 21st, and then we're going to have a big celebration, Cinco de Mayo, with HOT. That's going to be on May 6th, and we just booked a live salsa band called nice. Kalimba, and they're from Seattle, and they are wonderful. And I am so excited that we were able to lock them in, and they're going to be with us.
Sweetness. All right, Dion, for folks that maybe they missed last month, but they are part of this month, what's going to be taking place Friday?
So this month we're going to be teaching a little bit of turns. We did some footwork last time, and it's just real simple movements last time. Now we're kind of getting a little more advanced, so like those people that weren't practicing, and I think they know I'm talking to them right now, but the ones that weren't practicing, we're gonna take it up another notch and add something new to it, but it's going to be just as fun as last time, just new stuff this time.
Okay. How did you get into salsa? And you teach the male lead, memory serves correctly. So,
correct.
So how did you wind up getting into salsa dancing?
Well, I was with Rebecca in Leadership Emporia, and she was very passionate about helping the community. And I just wanted to help her, but little did I know I'd be a dance instructor. So I'm learning just as much as everybody else is, but I put in the work a couple times a week with Rebecca, and she's a very good teacher. So, like, she got me up to speed so I can help other people get up to speed. So that's how I got roped into this.
Gotcha. For the folks that aren't on Friday's schedule, but they will be on at least one of the next four that are coming up, what else is going to be taught here before that huge celebration coming up in May?
So we're going to teach the turns, we're going to teach hand placement, and we're going to teach how to move together. These next couple ones are really going to push the fact that, hey, we need to get like a little routine in. We want to teach everybody to just be enough to look good on the dance floor. We're not asking you to be champions or anything like that, but we're asking you to feel comfortable and just really enjoy just dancing.
And we're teaching them a choreography, so they're going in and they're learning a choreography, and that choreography, you can mix it with different turns and you can dance different songs, different salsa songs, and that's pretty much your base for any salsa.
Gotcha. So. Rebecca Herrera, Sally Sanchez, Dion Morrow joining us as we talk about Sheepskin Salsa. The next run of this is coming up Friday, and it is unfortunately a sellout, especially based off of how much fun everybody had in the January activities.
Yeah.
But Rebecca, what was the goal here of Sheepskin Salsa when you guys started fleshing out the plans for this? And at least early on, what are the returns that you've had?
So it was just embracing our, you know, my culture and just teaching everyone a little bit about it. When we talk about salsa, people always ask me, do you know how to dance salsa? And I'm like, a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, like, they're always like, can you teach me? Can you teach me how to dance? And can you teach me how to dance? And I love dancing, so it's one of those, like, why not? Why not just make this a class? And I was talking with Dion, and he's like, I'll help you. And I'm like, okay, but we're talking, like, 10 hours a week practice. Are you up for it? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well.
You mentioned Dion. He said, I wanted to help, but when you said, okay, you're the instructor, what was going through your mind then?
So, let's go back a couple months, and I'm in the very same spot as everybody that's taking this class. So it's a proven process. I'm all right now, but man, those 10-hour weeks. I'll tell you what.
What's different about salsa versus other styles from your perspective, Dion?
So you got to be able to count. Count to three.
So count to four, it's count to three. Okay.
Count to three, and then really you need to sit with the music and be able to find it. At the very beginning, it's going to be hard. It's just like anything else. You got to practice at it. But, like, once you get it, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Like, once you get it, you got it. So you just keep practicing. And I don't know, it can be fast, it can be slow. So it's just you put your own flavor on it at the end of it.
Nice. Well said. Sally, I wanted to get your thoughts on this as we get to 7:30 here on KVUE as our newsmaker segment continues. You know, the explosion of interest. Obviously, there was a latent interest in something like this community-wide. But what are your thoughts here on this as really the latest and the most current outreach effort for Hispanics of today and tomorrow, and continuing that really the work towards a one emporia when it comes to activities like this and introducing you know, folks to the Hispanic culture and the different branches of it here locally.
Well, for one, you know, other than with the Hispanic culture, we want to showcase our culture, our diverse, our, you know, our talents. I mean, Rebecca and Dion, oh my gosh, they're not admitting it, but they are pretty talented when it comes to the salsa dancing, you know. But it's just something that, you know, people like when we have the Cinco de Mayo, when we have music playing, everybody gets out there and dance. Of course, mainly it's cumbia, but, you know, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit like salsa. So, and people enjoy dancing. I mean, I love dancing myself. So it's just something new, different to bring to the community to, like I said, like to showcase our culture, what we know and what we can show you, what we can teach it. Well, Dion and Rebecca teach, you know, salsa dancing. So, yeah.
I have to ask you, Sally, since we're talking, you know, about, you know, kind of in a way a lead up to Cinco de Mayo, do we have a Cinco de Mayo officially event plan that's in place right now, or are still some final details on that that are finalizing right now?
Well, we do have the date, and we're in the planning stages right now. Cinco de Mayo is going to take place on May 6th, and lots of activities and whatnot. And then, of course, at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're going to have a salsa block party. All those dancers that people, the couples that have learned how to salsa dance, they're going to showcase what they learned. Mm-hmm. And then, awesome. After that, taking on the salsa party to the station from 8 to 10. So everybody come on out and dance salsa away.
The party is not going to stop on the 6th
no,
of May.
No, it's not.
All right, Rebecca, you mentioned here about plans for later in the year, once this set runs out in early May. What's the tentative thoughts about bringing this back to the community this summer or fall?
So we have had a lot of people interested in other types of dances, Latin dances like bachata, cumbia, like Sally said, norteño. Those are all different dances that I'm willing to teach. I love dancing, and I love dancing to all genres. So, you know, salsa is my main, but I love dancing bachata. Right now I'm showing Dion how to dance bachata. And it's one of those, like, you know, when we finish what we're going to teach the salsa, I'm like, all right, you ready for bachata? And we put on bachata, and we're going through the turns, and we're going through the counting, and he's like, okay. So, you know, it never stops. But, yeah, we do want to bring different types of genres. We do want to do different things. I'm trying to work with Emporia Spanish speakers and with HOT, and trying to see exactly what they have in mind and what we have in mind. Work with the station as well, and because we want to incorporate Latin nights there and have, like, certain, you know, certain things there so people can go out and have a good time and dance and, you know, dance to what they have been practicing.
Okay. For folks that want information, either about, you know, the sold-out run, basically, from here, or really what may be coming down the pike, how do they get that, Rebecca?
They can go to EmporiaSpanishSpeakers.com.
Okay.
And they can get that information there.
All right. Sounds good. Rebecca, mm-hmm. thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Dion, thanks much. And right, looking pleasure. Forward to bringing you guys back on next month.
10-4.
All right. Sally, thanks for joining us here today. Have a great day.
Thank you, Chuck. You have a good one, too.
All bye right. Bye. Sally Sanchez, Rebecca Herrera, and also Dion Morrow joining us, talking about the latest run of Chips con Salsa, which is sold out Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Want to let you know that for the Newsmaker segment tomorrow, we'll have Kansas Board of Regents Chair John Rolfe on the program here, 720 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare. Yeah, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 734, 32 degrees into a Tuesday morning. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you.